I'm sorry I'm late, but I do got him. Here he is.
We hate you, Michael. What are you doing?
I know. I deserve that.
Man.
Tom, you're on with David Markey.
Tom, what should we do about Michael for being late? Should we do something to him today?
Yeah, you know what to do. I would probably ruin him on social media.
Okay.
He's canceled.
That's it. All right. We're going to start making things up like everybody does, and it should be a good day on online. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay. Good. I want to let you know is that for me personally, you've reached automatic status. Do you know what that means?
No.
Automatic status is where you gave us good comedy one time, and after that we went, oh, that's what we need. And so whenever you're on, then we have to catch you automatically. Like, we're going to sit down and watch. Like your special, when you did your comedy special recently on Netflix, we had to sit down and watch it.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I hope the new special made you laugh.
It did. It did so much. When you get into your groove, like, you know, you're doing your stories where you're going, I have. How does it even come about for you when you're writing all of your comedy material? Are you on a plane? Are you with your family? You know, when do the ideas just explode in your brain?
Yeah, there's like the fishing aspect of it where it's happening all the time. You know, you're always kind of like open and aware and trying to catch any idea that's funny. And then I usually just jot it down secretly, you know, in my phone or in my paper that's always in my pocket. And then I'll bring that up on stage, like that beginning of an idea. I'll bring that on stage, try it out a little bit, see if there's something there. And then the next day I'll go home, sit at the desk and actually start to write it. And then rinse and repeat, bring it back on stage, get it a little tighter, and then that keeps going. And then after a couple of years, I'll have a joke.
And then you'll have a joke. That's right. Is it difficult to be a friend of yours? Like, can somebody go to dinner with you without you writing down notes constantly?
I think I'm pretty good at doing it without them realizing it. My parents are really paranoid about it because, you know, they're a little older, so their whole life is a comedy. You know, they're always... They think they're talking to Alexa and they're really yelling at the toaster, like all that stuff is happening. And so they get really nervous when I'm observing it.
Oh, yeah, cuz they never know what's going to be the next million seller, you know, for your jokes.
No. Exactly. And I you know, there's a whole chapter in my book about them, my father being a, it's called Fan People, about how he would never let us have air conditioning when we were children. And I'm telling you, every word is real. Like, we never had air conditioning. He was always setting up fans, like, that he found at the dump. I mean, every single thing about it is real. They got the book. They're all proud of their son. They open it. They read it. They call up. Why do you have to make up stories about us?
I love it. You know, and I wonder if that, is it all translating the way you wanted it to? Because when you see the special, you're on stage, you create a lot of visuals, and then you deliver with the jokes. And so now writing that all out, does it feel the same way, you know, by, you know, writing those things out for us to read?
Yeah, well, it's different. I mean, the titles are the same, are similar. It's like You're Doing Great is the stand-up special, and it's You're Doing Great and Other Reasons to Stay Alive is the book. And the, you know, I always say that stand-up is a little more like poetry, where you're always editing it down to the fewest amount of words for the biggest impact. And the book is the opposite. Like, I could take a joke from the act and expand on it and tell you so much more about the people and the characters and everything that's in it. And really, you know, it's a 300-page book, so I'm able to do a lot more. So I guess the answer is I don't want it to do the same thing. I want it to be funny. I want it to have impact. But I also am allowed to say things that are a little more meaningful or a little more thoughtful and kind of go in different directions. And, you know, hopefully they laugh and it's funny, but it should be deeper, I guess.
I wonder what the next segue could be for you, Tom. Like, maybe a You're Doing Great a Day calendar. Have you thought about that sort of thing?
Ooh, I like that idea.
You know, I'm just trying to make you some money. You know.
Yeah, please. Keep it coming. Stuff I can do from home when I'm not touring.
Well, I mean, pick a day, seriously, or a week, you know, because in your life and you thinking about this all the time, is that something that might make somebody just smile? You know, you're looking for lots of levels of comedy, and that could come in the form of a smile or somebody joke. You know, they got to go to a meeting. Look at the Tom Pappas calendar real quick. You get the, you know, a laugh. You're gone. You're at the meeting then.
I like that. I could be an app. I can make it as an app. All I would need is 365 jokes.
You can do that.
That's it.
Right?
Come on.
That's, I could do that.
That's two. That's two bathroom breaks, Tom. You got.
You're doing great while you're sitting on the toilet.
Well, that's where I'd put the calendar.
We don't need life's cheerleaders.
Right! Yeah. Well, we need life's cheerleaders, and that would be Tom Papa.
Very few places where you get to listen to something that's a little more wholesome. You don't have to turn it off with your kids. Like, from my monologues, which I'm writing for adults, I have people showing up. Whole families now are coming to my shows, and the biggest fans are these 14-year-old kids, because they're, and even younger, because they get to hear the funny monologue. It's not talking down to them, but it's also not foul language and you know, overtly sexual content or anything like that. It's appropriate. So I think people really appreciate being able to cruise along, put something on, and know that it's going to be something that's going to be quality. It's not going to be dumbed down or softened too much, but still is appropriate for the, for everybody to listen to.
Well, you're doing great. So
you're doing great.
Marky, you're doing great, and you're doing great. I feel like we all just won a car. I really do.
Fantastic.
Well, hey, you should.
Tom, you rock, and we appreciate you doing radio. So all the best with the book, the Netflix special. Watch it 50 times. It's great stuff. Tom Papa on WIFC. Thank you, Tom.
You're the best. I'll talk to you guys real soon. Thank you so much.
You bet. Cheers.